Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I have been woken up many times over the past 30 years by a screech owl and every now and then a barred owl right outside my bedroom window. Well, the screech owl, he would just go there, perch there, and he would call all night long. And hey, and I mean this, I am a super sound sleeper, but when a screech owl is calling, I will actually just, I guess just sheer amazement because I just love nature so much, I would have a big old smile on my face and just listen to his calls. I have also spent many days working and filming with Giselle Smisko of the Avian Wildlife Center. She is an amazing raptor rehabilitator, and I have seen her take an injured eagle, owl, or hawk from near death to be released in the wild. I've actually been part of some of these releasings, so it's just so cool. Giselle really is absolutely, she is the bird whisperer. During one of the filming sessions, Giselle was holding a barred owl. She took out two feathers, and she was holding a red-tailed hawk feather. So first she took the red-tailed hawk, and again, we were filming this, so on camera, she takes it, got the barred owl in the other hand, by the way, and she takes the feather, and she's shaking it as hard as she can, and you can actually hear the a noise. That was my noise going through. You can hear a noise, the wind going through the feather or being broken up by the feather. And then she took a barred owl feather and she shook it as hard as she could and it was silent. Because you see, we always say that owls are the silent hunters. So you see, before the prey realizes the owl is there, the owl is upon them. So how is this for, let's talk about owls for hearing and silence. Think about the length of a football / soccer field. Put a barred owl on one goal and a mouse walking under the snow under the other goal 120 yards away. An owl will take off, so we're talking about that distance, but in nature, an owl could take off from its perch, fly that distance, dive directly down into the snow, and with its talons come up with a mouse. It can actually hear the mouse at that distance under the snow, and then with its talons, because it's the silent hunter, down and get it. See, to me, like when I always say, and you always hear me often say, well, nature's amazing. Well, guess what? Nature is amazing. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So by now you're probably wondering, like, where is this adrenaline thing? Like, how does it come in? Well, I was going to do an owl count for the Audubon Society. You see, every year the Audubon Society does what's called a Christmas count. And what it is basically is they section off the world and people, some are birders, some are novices, some are scientists, and we go out and we count the birds that we hear, because it's birding by sight or birding by hearing, and there's two different types of birding. This is birding by hearing, and we go out and we count the specific number of birds in an area, and this way we can see the health of a habitat based on the birds that are there. So I was going to meet my good friend Dr. Dan and two of my good friends, one who happens to work at the San Diego Zoo, and go off and do the owl count at the Hatfield Swamp. This was an area that I was very familiar with, and I had conducted many owl counts in the past. So we were going to meet at 12 a.m. because, hey, guess what? Owls, they're nocturnal. I knew I could leave at 11:30 p.m. and be there on time. So I opened the garage door, go over to my truck, put my backpack in, and I realized my flashlight, which is typically, you know, in when I'm going out at nighttime, I'd have it clipped on my belt loop and it wasn't there. So I take a step out of my truck to go get my flashlight. And as soon as I stepped back out of the truck, there were two men standing right next to me. I thought I was about to be attacked. So instantly adrenaline kicked in and I put up my fists and I screamed, okay, let's go. My fists were up. I was ready to fight for my life because when adrenaline kicks in, it is already a fight or flight response. Since there was no place to run, I had to fight. And then out of the darkness, I could see who they were and I could hear laughter. It was two of my friends who thought it would be really funny to sneak up on me and scare me. And yes, they did. And I'm telling you, I'm being real serious. I do not get afraid often. This one was, I thought I had to fight for my life. My heart felt like it was going to come right out of my chest. That's how hard my heart was pumping. So after a few moments, I laughed with them. And I, you know, it's the fun friendship, you know, with your friends. But then I said to them, I am now vowing revenge upon you. And I said that with a smile. So here's the deal. Months had passed. And one of my good friends who was there who scared me, Jim, happens to be a big-time baseball agent for many Major League Baseball players. Jim was going to be taking at this day Jabba Chamberlain of the New York Yankees to speak at his school. I was in the back of the audience. All the students were there chanting Jabba, Jabba. I think they were just chanting it just because it was a cool first name. And before he came out on stage, Jimmy's standing down there because he's going to introduce Jabba. So I walk down through the audience, and the kids are wondering, like, what is this? I extend my hand out to Jim. I go and give him a big old bear hug hello. And I whisper into his ear, I'm still going to get you back. And his eyes became as large as, like, owl eyes with his, like, and he said to me, he said, you remember? I said, absolutely. I whispered to him. I go, absolutely. Yes, I am going to get you back. He smiled. I smiled. So back to the night that the actual owl count was going on. So obviously I met Dr. Dan and my two good friends, and we began our owl count. This was only 1.5 hour later from, we'll call it, my scare of a lifetime. I know my body is ready for action because it was 1.5 hour later and the adrenaline was still causing my heart to pump as if I needed fight or flight. Eventually, I calmed down, or should I say my heart calmed down. I was calm, but my heart was basically saying, okay, because the adrenaline was there just going, okay, hey, it's time. You got to go. It's time. So the next time I hear an owl, I will still be excited, but not like that adrenaline excitement because, hey, I'm Joey B, the environmental scientist. I'm a nature guy, man. I hear an owl, I'm excited. My heart will go a little flutter. But when two men come up behind me, am I going to have the same excitement? No, it's going to be a greater one. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.